Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey there, it's Kelly Rossman McKinney filling in for Jack Ebling tonight. It's 1320 WILS, and it's Ebling and You, or in this case, it's just me. And joining me today, I'm really excited about talking with this guy. His name's Timothy Calkins, and he is my hero. He has turned lemons into lemonade. Tim, welcome to the show. I'm really glad that you could join us tonight.
Thank you, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Tell our listeners a little bit about what I'm referring to when I say that you've turned lemons into lemonade.
Well, we recognize, Kelly, that we have a workforce in Michigan that's very much in need right now, right? Especially a white-collar workforce. And what the Working Habitat Group has been doing, we created an environment, a portal, a project management application that will allow companies from around the world to engage and procure this workforce, the engineers, the designers, the analysts, and program managers, these types of people on project revenue-bearing projects remotely. So they can work from home, they can work from remote locations, and it's kind of exciting because we recognize the fact that in Michigan, as we're struggling, not only the people but the companies, there aren't a whole lot of opportunities with companies in Michigan right now. So we're reaching out beyond Michigan for the companies to recognize this workforce that we have right here and giving them the ability to access and engage with those workers immediately.
So Working Habitat, and it's workinghabitat.com, right?
Correct.
Working Habitat is, and excuse me if I'm being a little too informal about this, but it's like Match.com or eHarmony.com for business relationships for, in particular, engineers. Is that right?
Well, we'd like to think of it a little differently, Kelly. It's a portal that the foundation is project management. I developed this system over the last 5 or 6 years as a supplier to the automotive OEMs, Ford, GM, and Chrysler, and so it's a very effective project management system. That's the foundation of the system to allow workers to work for suppliers or work for the OEMs remotely, whether they're in an office, a remote office, or outside at their own homes. And what we did from there, Kelly, is then we bolted on a matchmaking front end and said, listen, why aren't we really taking these workers and making them available to companies around the world so that whether they're in automotive or other industries around the world, we know that there are a lot of diversified industries that are becoming very strong in the economy, and we'd like to see that those industries recognize these workers that we have right here and utilize them from home or from anywhere else. So the foundation, Kelly, is project management, and the matchmaking on the front end of it is just a small piece of it for sure.
And so the concept then is you could put an entire project team together and never have them in the same room or even in the same state or continent at the same time, correct?
That's correct. And isn't that something? Because
it's
in the
cool
end, I think it's really about having the right resource available and engaged at any given time. And you don't often find that right resource right there in your own town or your own company, within your own company. So we like the idea that we've got in Michigan, probably the most talented and experienced workforce, engineering workforce in the world. Germany may argue that with us a little bit, but for sure we believe that here in Michigan. And any company in the world now can have access to those people and utilize them immediately, right now. And we love the fact that we can get these people healthy and working again, whether it's one company for a year or whether it's 20 companies for a few hours a year. The idea is to get these people 2,000 hours worth of work in a course of a year and allow them the opportunity to stay in Michigan, to do what they want to do, to continue their careers. And we think that's the most important part about, what we're doing right now.
And, Tim, this really came about as a result of your own personal experience in terms of losing your job as an engineer, right?
Unfortunately, yes, I guess. It's a story that, you know, I'm certainly, well, it's important because, as a designer, as an engineer, I spent 25 years in automotive design, and I did own my own company previous to this, for 10 years. And that was, something that when automotive went down, you know, my company struggled as well. So I went 16 months, without having a paycheck. And in the course of that, Kelly, I lost everything that I had. My car, my home, all those things, and had to borrow a lot of money from friends and family to survive. And I think a lot of people are in that position right now. And unfortunately, there are a lot of smart people, a lot of experienced people, a lot of people who have the ability to lend a lot of knowledge and a lot of expertise to any company around the world who wants to use them. But here we are in an area where it's not really available right here, right now. And it will be. It'll turn around for sure. But how do we help these people? How do we get them back going again? And that's what I had to look at for days and weeks and months and the better part of a year and a half. So that's how this all came about, Kelly, for sure.
Well, and when you and I talked about this, when we first met, one of the things that I found fascinating was that this is also a huge benefit, not just to those folks in white-collar work who are out of jobs, but a huge benefit to employers who aren't in a position to make the deep kind of investment in a full-time, highly qualified employee that maybe they would have done a couple of years ago, right?
It is. And isn't that, you know, an important part of any company right now? The ability to be cost effective in their engineering, scalability. Not often, you know, for many of the companies right now, do you have the ability to hire a person on, an experienced worker, and be able to keep those people going very effectively for 2,000 hours a year? We like the idea that any company, whether they're in, you know, overseas or even in Michigan, because there's a lot of Michigan companies right now who still need the workers that they had to let go. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to use those people on a project basis and not have the overhead that's normally associated with a full-time hire, a permanent worker? And then it becomes effective for the company. It becomes effective for the worker if he's got, you know, one or more customers like that, I would say. And it helps everybody at that point. And it's about the companies having the right workers. It's about the workers having the ability to work from home or a remote location and stay in Michigan. And that's what we're all about, for sure.
Well, and it really maximizes everyone's flexibility, both the employer and the employee, right?
It does. It does. Because if I'm I'll give you an example here. If I'm an automotive-based product designer, and I've worked with Ford, perhaps, or the suppliers, or General Motors, it doesn't matter who. If you've been in Michigan and you've been an engineer or designer anywhere in that field for this industry, you've got a lot of knowledge. You've got more knowledge than most of the people around the world when it comes to design and engineering, because we know that technically this industry today is probably more advanced than any other industry in the world. And so all of these industries that are coming around right now that are necessary and wonderful, they can tap into that knowledge. And there are not a lot of people around the world who have that ability and have that experience. And so we recognize the fact that these people are have a lot to give. And the difficult part, Kelly, at this point, you know, for all of these workers, is they don't know how to market themselves. They don't know how to reach out. They have a lot to give, but no way of giving it. So I like the idea that we can go out and market these people to companies around the world, and if they register to the company, which is a free, you know, it's a free point of entry for both the worker and the company, they can engage, they can communicate and engage with these workers immediately, and all of a sudden there's work being done and there's money being made, and relationships, and this is the important part, because any of these workers, once they start creating and once they start working for these companies, we know that they're going to do a great job, and they're going to have referrals. They're going to have more and more opportunities as it goes on.
Well, I want to tell you, Tim Calkins, CEO, founder, president of WorkingHabitat.com, what you're doing is fabulous. I encourage all our listeners, especially those who know engineers who are looking for work and manufacturers who need engineers, to get onto your website. It's www.workinghabitat.com. And Tim, I want to thank you for being on our show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Ebling and you on 1320 WILS in just a minute.